Introduction by Gardner Dozois. Read for you by Fred Sanders. Genre fiction has always been divided over the question of just how dangerous women are. In the real world, of course, the question has long been settled. Even if the Amazons are mythological, and almost certainly wouldn't have cut their right breasts off to make it easier to draw a bow if they weren't, their legend was inspired by memory of the ferocious warrior women of the Scythians, who were very much not mythological. Gladiatrix, women gladiators, fought other women, and sometimes men, to the death in the arenas of ancient Rome. There were female pirates like Anne Bonny and Mary Read, and even female samurai. Women served as frontline combat troops, feared for their ferocity, in the Russian army during World War II, and serve so in Israel today. Until 2013, women in the U.S. forces were technically restricted to non-combat roles, but many brave women gave their lives in Iraq and Afghanistan anyway, since bullets and landmines have never cared whether you're a non-combatant or not. Women who served as women Air Force service pilots for the United States during World War II were also limited to non-combat roles, where many of them were nevertheless killed in the performance of their duties. But Russian women took to the skies as fighter pilots, and sometimes became aces. A Russian female sniper during World War II was credited with more than 50 kills. Queen Boudica of the Iceni tribe led one of the most fearsome revolts ever against Roman authority, one that was almost successful in driving the Roman invaders from Britain. And a young French peasant girl inspired and led the troops against the enemy so successfully that she became famous forever afterwards as Joan of Arc. On the dark side, there have been female highwaymen like Mary Frith and Lady Catherine Ferrers and Pearl Hart, the last person to ever rob a stagecoach, notorious poisoners like Agrippina and Catherine de' Medici, modern female outlaws like Ma Barker and Bonnie Parker, even female serial killers like Eileen Wuornos. Elizabeth Bathory was said to have bathed in the blood of virgins, and even though that has been called into question, there is no doubt that she tortured and killed dozens, perhaps hundreds, of children during her life. Queen Mary I of England had hundreds of Protestants burnt at the stake. Queen Elizabeth of England later responded by executing large numbers of Catholics. Mad Queen Ranavaluna of Madagascar had so many people put to death that she wiped out one-third of the entire population of Madagascar during her reign. She would even have you executed if you appeared in her dreams. Popular fiction, though, has always had a schizophrenic view of the dangerousness of women. In the science fiction of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, women, if they appeared at all, were largely relegated to the role of the scientist's beautiful daughter, who might scream during the fight scenes, but otherwise had little to do except hang adoringly on the arm of the hero afterwards. Legions of women swooned helplessly while waiting to be rescued by the intrepid, jut-jawed hero from everything from dragons to the bug-eyed monsters who were always carrying them off for improbable purposes, either dietary or romantic, on the covers of pulp SF magazines. Hopelessly struggling women were tied to railroad tracks, with nothing to do but squeak in protest and hope that the good guy arrived in time to save them. And yet, at the same time, warrior women like Edgar Rice Burroughs' Dejah Thoris and Thuvia, Maid of Mars, were every bit as good with the blade and every bit as deadly in battle as John Carter and their other male comrades. Female adventuresses like C.L. Moore's Jor-El of Jory swashbuckled their way through the pages of Weird Tales magazine and blazed a trail for later female swashbucklers like Joanna Russ's Alex. James H. Schmitz sent agents of Vega like Granny Wanatel and fearless teenagers like Telsey Amberdon and Trigger Argy out to battle the sinister menaces and monsters of the spaceways. And Robert A. Heinlein's dangerous women were capable of being the captain of a spaceship or killing enemies in hand-to-hand combat. Arthur Conan Doyle's sly, shady Irene Adler was one of the only people ever